old saints used to do this stuff, you know. If you want help, man, you're going to say, help. I need some help over here. That's what that man in Macedonia said. Hey, Paul, don't go to Asia. We need you over here in Macedonia. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing. And I believe what the Lord has given me may not be the long, but it's right on point. What happened already? So I said, I don't even know what to do now. But I'm going to try to keep encouraging you that it's all God and not man. It ain't nothing that we do. It's all God. It's all God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to handle your word and stand before your precious people. Eternal God, I thank you, Lord, for your mercies, your grace, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you will anoint me, Lord. Let me speak, God, with your oracles, oh Lord, that I may bless your people, Lord. I want to be a servant of yours, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to be reading out the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. The Lord gave me this. And he told me that sometimes we fight the wrong fight. We're fighting the wrong battle. We got to know what battle to fight and what battles not to fight. Because not just our brother and sister, she just open with it. Like Pastor say, Al, you just tell everything. I say, well, if I want help, I'm going to let you know. You know, I got to let you know. You know, sometimes we get in places in our lives where, you know, we try to do things ourselves, you know, not, you know, trying to do it intentionally, but it's just our makeup. You know, we're so self-sufficient sometimes. Before we were saved, we didn't depend on God. We depended on our job. We depended on everything that we knew, everything that was put in us. You know, we don't know about each and every one of us. We don't know what was put in you. But when you became a child of God, and that's when his word and all of this good stuff start to get in and start to collide with everything that you got in you. And so there was a wrestle on the inside of you. You know, you know now, you know what's right, but it's so hard to do what's right. But until God come in and step in and cause you to do right, then he'll get the praise, the glory, and the honor. So sometimes, saints of God, while we out here, while we're down here on this side, God did not promise us that everything is going to be smooth. In fact, he told us that we're going to have hard times. You know, he let us know up front what to look forward to. You know, we ain't going to slide right on into heaven and we read that these folk went through. Jesus paid the ultimate price. He left heaven to come down here to see about us, wrapped himself in what he clothed us in, so he can feel how we feel. And he endured it all until the very end. But he endured it all without sin. You know, here we are. We go through. We have an advocate that we can go back and say, Father, forgive me. I messed this up. Let me try again. I messed it up again. Let me try it again. Lord, I messed it up yet again. Let me try again. So 70 times 70. That God's forgive us. Long as we're striving to enter in, we're going to win this race here. You know, we got to learn what battles to fight. I'm going to begin at the very first verse, chapter 20, 2 Chronicles. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there come a great multitude against thee beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazanah Tamar. Yes, I did that right. Which is in Gedia. I hope I did that right. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. See, sometimes like Pastor was saying just a moment ago, I thought maybe she was going to preach. Would have been nice. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the Bible says that Judah came with Jehoshaphat, which he was the, you know, he was over Jerusalem. So sometimes you need some help. What he's saying, Judah said, okay, yeah, we got, you got this problem. Your problem is our problem. Because they get a hold of you, they're coming after us next. So if we don't stand together, you know, if we don't stand together and pray for one another, feel the hurt that they feel, and not say, oh, well, they'll get over it, or, well, I've been through that, then this, that, and the other. See, we got to have some help. We got to fast and pray and help our brothers and sisters. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God, our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over the kingdoms of the heaven? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that there is none able to withstand thee? Or not thou our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear and help. See, now Jehoshaphat began to do what needed to be done. He knew that he could not handle this army, this great multitude that was coming up against him. Sometimes we know that we can't handle things in our lives that come up on us. But God has already made a provision for us. He's made a way for us to do certain things. But yet sometimes there again that we seem to stray from those ways. But Jehoshaphat saw a need to, hey, look, this thing is too hard for us. This thing is too heavy. There's too many people. We'll lose this battle if we go. So he began to pray and tell the Lord, hey, look, ain't you the God of our fathers in the heaven that rulest over all the kingdoms of the heathens? You know, sometimes we got to take back to God. Hey, look, God, didn't you do this for me? Didn't you heal my body? Didn't, Lord, wait a minute. I remember in my marriage, it was all messed up. I had to talk to pastor about some things. Lord, you helped me in my marriage. Ain't you the same God? You the same God. Hey, can't you do it for them? Can't you do it for my brother and my sister? He began to tell God how great he was. And he said, if evil come upon us, evil comes upon us, whether we do it or it's a test. Evil is evil. He said, as sword or as judgment. So when judgment come upon you, it's something that we done done. Paul said in Corinthians, he said, look, he said, judge not your brother, judge not one another, but judge yourself. He says, so when we are chastened of the Lord, we are judged. When we are judged by the Lord, we are chastened of the Lord. So God, get us now so we won't be condemned with the world, because the world is going to be condemned. So that's why God, that's why we go through what we go through sometimes, saints of God. It's a test. It's to get you right, get you on the right track, on the right path, because if God sees the path, he sees the path that we go down. If he leave us there, we in trouble. You know, Jesus got a way for us. They got, he made provision for us. He got it all written out how it's supposed to go. My life has been written already. Your life has been written. He knows every step that we're going to make. He knows every step that we're going to take. He knows every move we're going to make. So when we get off, he said, no, that ain't what I had designed for you. You got to get back over here and do this. You can't do that no more. Well, Lord, my brother, he over there, he getting away with it. You don't know what he getting away with. You don't know what I'm doing for your brother. You know to do good, you better do good. So when you don't do good, you're going to be chastening of the Lord. So we ought to thank God for chastening us. Let us know that we're not bastards. We have a father that's concerned about us. And he said, now behold the children of Ammon, verse 10, and Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to pass us out, cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. See, these folk, when God brought the Israel out of Egypt, he told them, look, these are your brother, don't bother them. It was a whole army. Now, this same people that God told them not to bother, they walked on past them, didn't bother. Now, these same people that has come up on Israel. And Jehoshaphat said, now, look how they repay us, Lord. Now, Jehoshaphat, in the natural, he said, the Bible says he was fearful, but sometimes in the natural, when you let somebody go with something and they reward you evil, you want to get back at them. You know, you want to, hey, I got your number. That's what we used to say. I got you. Next time you do that again, I got your number. So they had, Jehoshaphat had their number, but he didn't do nothing to them folk. He did what God told him to do. He didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing at all to them. He said, look, he said, but we don't know what to do, Lord. There's so many of them. Sometimes I believe when they came out that these here armies, the Moabs and the Ammonites, they saw all of these folk come out of Egypt. Maybe they were afraid then, because the Bible tells me there were so many of them coming out of Egypt. And when they came out, maybe they didn't want to bother them. It's too many of them. But now their army didn't grow. Now my family didn't got big. Don't nobody want to bother me now, because I got a large amount of people with me. But that ain't the way I'm supposed to fight. The battle is not mine, the Bible says. He said, I don't know what to do, Lord, but our eyes are up on you. And that we keep our eyes on God, God will let us know what to do. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then up on Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, a priest, the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken, listen ye, all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king of Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Look, he said, look, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came up on one of them after they was fasting and praying. See, when we get to fasting and praying and stop doing these things in our own selves, stop fighting the battles our own self, when we start fighting the right way, fighting on our knees, fighting and say, Lord, what shall we do? God, we know that you are able. Start declaring God's word over everything that's going on in our life. The Spirit of the Lord is going to come on somebody. The Spirit of the Lord came up on Jackie not too long ago in one of these services, and he began to speak. I don't know if people really take that serious. But when the Lord speak, which it was taught to me, I guess it got to be taught, you got to be quiet and listen. Because when the Lord spoke that day, I was going through something that week, and the Lord spoke to me and comforted my heart concerning one of these testimonies that somebody gave today. So when we get to a place to know our place and how to fight, because the battle is not ours. The battle belongs to God. We can't fight in the natural no more. Paul said, look, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. We can't fight the way we used to fight, Willie. We can't fight the way we used to fight, Brian. We got another fight. God is teaching us another way to fight. You know, the Bible says that Jehoshaphat went into the church and he stood up and he began to talk to God. Sometimes you can't get to the church. And we know we ain't the church. You can get in your car. You can go down in your basement. You can go to the bathroom. You can go somewhere and stand before God, because God lives in you. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when we're the temple of the Holy Ghost, we're in his presence. And we can tell God all about it, and God will begin to move for us. But when we do it in our own selves, that's when we see failure. That's when we see false. That's when people start seeing the real you. Because you are doing it and God ain't doing it. So when God do it, people will see, oh my God, he did it for them. I know he'll do it for me. So we got to learn which battle to fight. These battles that we go through on this side of the grass, they don't belong to us. The devil don't know about the warfare that we fight. The Bible says, look, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God. And they got to only be mighty through God. We got to go to God to fight. We got to tell God about everything that we need that we're going through. Lord, you see what's happening to me. Lord, you see what they're doing to me on my job. I can recall when Hezekiah of the armies came up against him. Hezekiah didn't speak. He didn't have everybody speaking at one time. They sent one person out there to speak to Rabshakeh. And he was talking. They was translating. Then he got a letter from this Rabshakeh. Hezekiah read the letter. He spread it before Lord. Are you spreading what you got going on in your life before God? Or are you trying to solve this thing yourself? He began to pray. And when he began to pray, the Bible tells me that Isaiah answered him and said, look, everything that you've been saying about Rabshakeh, God said, I heard every word. And I'm going to take care of Rabshakeh and his army. God calls one angel to come down in that place and smote all of those people. One angel, not, I used to say angels, but I had to put my glasses on and say, Lord, you said an angel. One angel, 85,000 people. Then he calls the sons of this king to turn on him and kill him. See, we ain't got to do nothing. His hands are clean. Your hands will be clean. You won't have no blood on your hand. You won't have no bad conscience. Your heart won't be heavy because you done everything that you're supposed to do. Because you done took everything to the Lord in prayer. You bring it before him. And when you, if fasting and praying don't do it, you got to call Judah and say, Judah, I need some help. You know, you got to call some people and say, I need some help. I need a breakthrough. I'm tired of going through what I'm going through. And I've been doing what the Bible said do. But maybe, just maybe, if I get you to touch and agree with me, maybe, just maybe, this thing will break free. And I heard testimony this morning that it broke free this morning. You know, God wants to set us, to make us free, not set us free. God wants to make us free, because when we are made free, we are made a new creature. Like the sister said, we are made free. We're not set up for nothing. We're only set up for good. God said, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. Thoughts that are not evil. Thoughts good to bring you an expected end. Jesus said, everything that I've gone through, it had to come to an end. So everything that we go through, it's going to come to an end, but it's going to be a good end. It's going to be a good end when we do it God's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father. You can't get to God no other kind of way. You can't get to God through your mama. You can't get to God through your brother. You can't get to God through the bishop. You got to come Jesus' way. You got to bow down before God and cry out. And if you don't get it that way, you get somebody to touch and agree. What I'm saying is, if we do it Jesus' way, the word way, then it will work. If we do it the way the Bible says do it, then it's going to work. Everybody wants to do it their own way. The Bible tells us, look, there is a way that seems right to us. And I tell you, it's so many things that I go through in my little mind, my eyesight, it looked right. But when I sit back before I act upon it and just think about it, no, Lord, if I'd have done that, I'd have messed that up. I'd be in trouble. So, Lord, what shall I do? You know, acknowledge him in all your ways. God will direct your path. I'm a witness. God will direct your path. God will do it. When you do it God's way, somebody tried to steal my testimony yesterday. Keep telling me God didn't do something for me. God didn't do that. Daddy did that. And it just brings a smile to my face because I'm just blown away. I mean, I guess the testimonies ain't good enough. I guess, you know, when you tell the goodness of God, here it is. I believe God can save me. That's a spiritual thing. That's a spiritual thing. I don't feel salvation. I'm believing that when Jesus, whenever he come and get me, now or later, I'm going to be with him. I can believe salvation, but I can't believe this stuff down here. He don't have the power to do that. To me, what's wrong with that? If God got the power to shift the clouds in the air, if God got the power to make a blade of grass spring up out the ground, if God got the power to cause these birds and all of these things just to glide around in the air, if God got the power to cause rain and hailstorm, which man is trying to figure out how to stop doing these things, how to control them so they can get the weather accurate, you know, they tired of messing up. If God got that kind of power, God got the power to work around here in your realm right here. That's the kind of God we serve. He'll work down here and he'll work up there. But when we're working down here, God is working up here above us. When we on our knees praying, seeking the Lord, asking God, Lord, clean me up. Clean my heart, Lord. Give me the heart of a compassion Christ. Lord, I want to help your people. I don't want to always be on the receiving end. Lord, I want to be able to give something out, Lord. If it's food, money, word, whatever, Lord, clean me up. God's got the power to change us. The Bible tells us, he said, but unto him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think. He can do anything that we ask or think according to the power. You can't get that power unless you're on your knees. According to the power that worketh in us. That's the power. You know, when I married my son, I said at the end, I got it from my pastor. By the power that was invested in me, we got power invested in us. God got something invested in us. Not just power to put people together. We got power to cast out the devil. We got power to get the devil out away from us. He said, resist the devil. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. We got power. God got something invested in us. And we need to find out how to tap into this power so we can get some work done. I got much work need to be done in my house. But my house don't keep me there. When I see other people in need, if God want me to, I'm going to go and try to give some help. If it's the Lord, he'll make a way from me. So according to the power that worketh in us, you got power and you got something invested in you. More than any man can invest in you. Any job, any mother, any father. I know parents invest so much in their children's education, all of that. Some of those educations, they get sidetracked by God. Because God got a call for some of them people, those educated people, that he won't look. I want you to know this. Here's what I want you to know. I want you to know my ways. You get too caught up in man's teaching, all those theologies, you're going to get off track. That's man's way. You sit down and spend some time with the Lord. God will deal with your heart. You come out of the room sometimes, not even want to fuss, smiling at people. And they're like, what's wrong with you? I've been sitting with the Lord for a while. I know I ain't supposed to argue with you no more. I know I ain't supposed to call you that so-and-so no more. I've been sitting with Jesus for a while. I'm one of those ignorant men that they call the apostles. These are ignorant men that have sat with Jesus. See, when you start doing this old crazy stuff, according to the Bible, it's crazy to the world. People going to think you crazy. They don't call you ignorant. You are unlearned. You know? Where'd you find that at? I found it in the Bible. Somebody told me the man wrote that Bible. I said, yeah, man did write it, but inspired men by God wrote this Bible. Not a common man. Not just no ordinary man. You can't find a man that's going to be able to write stuff like this no more. It ain't around no more. All we got to do, man got to do, is just believe what's written. Stop adding to it. Stop taking away from it. Just believe. Walk in Jesus' way. Do what the Lord say do. So if we learn to fight the good fight of faith, Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Stop fighting in all these realms that we can't win. Stop messing with your mama. Stop messing with your brother. Stop messing with your daddy. Stop messing with your brother, your sister. Stop leaving them folk alone. And start fighting the good fight of faith. The fight we're supposed to fight is to live right. To treat everybody right. A soft answer turns away wrath. This is the way that the Lord want us to go. Not our way. He said, this is the way. The good fight of faith. Believing that God saves so. Believing today. Not yesterday, but today. Today, holiness is still right. Righteousness should still be reigning and ruling. These are the things that God want us to fight for. But fight on our knees and say, once this thing is accomplished in me, then I can go out there and avenge that disobedient stuff. It's got to be accomplished in you first. So I believe that God is still the healer. I believe that God still saves. I believe God still delivers. I still believe that God would do the same work that he did yesterday today. God don't change. His word don't change. He said his word is infallible. He's a never changing God. We change. We try to change his ways. He said, your ways ain't like my ways. My ways are past finding out. Just follow me. I remember he told me that when I was sick. He said, just follow me. I'm sick. I'm ready to go out of here. He said, just follow me. You want to just follow him? Just follow Jesus and watch and see them things work out right in your life. Just follow him. Yes, the road ain't going to be easy, but you can make it. The road gonna be tough, but you still can make it. All you gotta do is just follow Jesus. And Jesus already made the way. It's made already. We are already victorious. Now unto God, which give us the victory through Jesus Christ. We are already victorious. We won already. Some people like to give up. They want to quit fighting. I know when I'm trying to reach my wife and kids on that phone, they don't answer the phone. I just keep calling, thinking that I'm going to worry them so they see my number. So they'll say, well, what he want? Because I know when they on the phone, because it say bloop, it rings, say bloop, ring, bloop. I say, I'm going to keep on calling because it can be an emergency, man. They won't even answer the phone. I'm calling all of them. I'm like, and I'm getting upset. All of them on my plan, too. I'm paying the bill. You know, what's going on? Won't nobody answer the phone? Jesus said, look, I don't do that. He said, I said, well, you don't do that, Lord. I said, but why I keep praying? I want to see how bad you want me. Like, you trying to get them? I want to see how bad you want me, Al. You want to get them that bad? You keep calling them. So if I answer you right away, you may not call me no more, Al. So I'm going to keep calling Jesus. I'm going to keep on standing on my knees until he picked up the phone and said, what you want, Brother Al? Here I am. Just ask me and I'll give it to you. So I'm going to keep on calling him. My kids ain't saved. I'm going to keep on calling them. My mother-in-law giving me some problems, Jackie. I'm going to keep on calling them. You know, you ain't in this battle by yourself. Don't think you fighting by yourself. You just got to keep calling Jesus. Keep calling Jesus. Jesus is going to answer. What's the song we used to sing? Call on the Lord, and you'll get an answer. I do declare, and I've been hearing the testimonies, God is just, he's just moving by his spirit. Let me read a little bit more and get out of y'all way. And it said down here at verse 15, he said, hearken ye. Now 16, he said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerusalem. Look, go down there. Go down and sit next to the devil. Go down and sit next to who you think you fighting. You ain't fighting your husband. You ain't fighting your wife. You ain't fighting your son. You ain't fighting your... Go down there and just sit next to him. Get on down there and get close. I ain't scared of you, devil. I know who you are. Spirit of darkness. And he said, you shall not need to fight this battle. You shall not need to fight this battle. You ain't got to fight in this from here. This belongs to me. Go get your big brother. Somebody messing with you, brother. Go get your big brother. He'll take care of that. You ain't got to fight this fight. He said, set yourselves and stand still. Be still, man. I got this. What'd you do to my little brother? Jesus, what'd you do to my servant? You old crazy devil. Don't you know who you messing with? This the child of the king, man. You see that purple on him? I know you ain't blind. That's royalty. You got to keep your hands off of him. You can't come around here no more. You come around here again, you watch and see. It's before your time. You get out of here, you crazy devil. And he said, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, y'all, and see God's salvation. Watch and see, don't God work this thing out for you. If you be found in doing to the end, though. You got to be found in doing to the end. And he said, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now I ain't telling them to go on out there. And they wonder, we going to fight? I thought you said, be still. You know, you said you got this, big brother. And he said, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and the children of Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. That's all we got to do, is just believe him, y'all. He said, believe what you heard. Didn't you hear the word of God come from this Levite that spoke and said, look, the Spirit came up and said, look, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. The battle don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Now God is telling you to go on out there and show yourself. Show them who you are. So they did, and in 21 it said, and when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of the wholeness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. And when they begin to sing and praise, what we did this morning, that's what we got to do. That's how you fight your battle. When you begin to sing and praise in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your problem, all you got to do is sing and praise. God invested a song in you. He invested a word in you. Sometimes you ain't got to say nothing to the devil. They didn't go out there with no spears, no nothing. I bet the people looking at them like, well, y'all coming out here, y'all ain't got no weapons. Okay, y'all just going to give it up. Y'all don't give up all y'all goods. Y'all coming out here, and they went out there and they began to sing and praise. And the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. Look, God tell you, look, all you got to do sometimes is just get in a place where you can just praise him. Praise your way out of that stuff sometimes. Sing a song if it's the same song over and over. That's what I do. I get me a song and I just lay on that song. They get tired of me in the house. I said, well, you ain't got to come in here. This is my space. Just get you a song and just sing and praise until your yoke is broken, till your chains fall off. Like the sister said this morning, I just felt free. You know, God will set you free. He invested a song in me. I listened to all these songs. He didn't cause them people to make them songs for no reason. Just to hear them and just, okay, that's a good song. Man, I need this song sometime. Leaning on the everlasting arm, I'm going to tell y'all why I cry. Because I'm leaning on his everlasting arm. I'm ever leaning on Jesus. I know I need him every day, every minute. So every time Brittany sing that song, it ministered to my soul. I mean, my heart just get all heavy. And I'm just like, Lord, if it had not been for you on my side, Lord, I know I'd be lost, Lord. Had you not come and saved me, Lord, I was destined for hell, Lord. So all you got to do is learn which battle to fight. Praise your way out the battle. Pray your way out the battle. You got weapons. Don't just stand there and let the devil whoop you. Don't stand there and just let him do anything. You're the head and not the tail. God invested something in you. You're the lender and the borrower. God has invested something in us. We got to start speaking these things into existence. We got to start, the Bible said, the people say, well, it say, remind me of my word. God ain't forgot his word. He said, remind me just in case I know you ain't forgot. So if you can't remind me of my word, then I know you don't know what to say. So remind him of your word. Lord, I remember. We say, Lord, you said I was the head and not the tail. You said I was blessed going out and coming in. You said the blessing will come up over me and overtake. You said these things, Lord. So, oh yeah, I remember, Lord. You said over on thy, Lord, everything that I put my hands on shall be blessed. Lord, you said that, Lord. Start taking his word back. Start telling Lord, you said it. Because he did say it. And God is faithful to his word. He's gonna do what he said he's gonna do. If you got a word. If you got no word, maybe he gave you another weapon. Just groan. He said he understand the groan. And just, Lord, I don't know what to say, but Lord. We got a nephew when he was a little baby. That's how I used to cry. I said, Lord, understand him, Lord. You know what he's saying. We don't understand, but I don't know why he's crying. He can't say my stomach hurt, my back hurt. But, Lord, you understand. He understand the groans. If you ain't got the word, just, oh, Lord, I can't push no word. I can't even think of no word. Ain't no word coming to mind, Lord. But, oh, Lord, you know what I need, Lord. Lord, he will give you your need. He'll provide your every need. So, look, what I'm trying to leave you with here today, learn. Which battles to fight? These down here, my fight ain't with you. My fight ain't with you. It ain't with no flesh. It's not with, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, the Bible says, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high, you know, rulers of darkness, world spiritual wickedness in high places. So the battle is not down here. When we bow down and come to the Lord, God said, we set in the battle array. We getting it together. But if you ain't praying and fasting, seeking God, you just getting whooped up. So learn how to duck when the devil's swinging. Go down and start praying. But you ain't going to hit me down here because I'm with the Lord. When I come up here by myself, you can get me now. But if you keep me on my knees like James, they call him camel knees because they say he prayed a lot. If you keep me on my knees, I ain't worried about the devil. He up there fighting in the high places. I'm down here hiding from him. So you keep me down here, I'll be all right. So learn what battles to fight, when to fight them, and who you fighting. And that's the most important thing, because I'm being honest. When somebody do something to me, all I got my eyes is on that person. I ain't looking at no spiritual witnesses in no high places. I'm looking at that person like, boy, I get a chance to get a hold of him, it's going to be on. It's going to be on. I remember in the jail, that little joker kept bothering me, boy. He just kept on bothering me. And, man, I'm saved, Pastor. I was in the jail. I'm saved now. I'm saved, Jackie. I'm in the jail, though, but I'm saved. I believe Jesus. But I ain't had nothing to take to him at the time. I was mad that joker was getting on me. I just say, Lord, that's spiritual weaknesses. And, you know, that's the enemy operating up there. Out of all those people, my eyes was on him. And I should, sometimes I have prayed and said, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. I want to be saved, Lord. Sometimes I would go and just, Lord, you know what I'm feeling. It's one of those things. Forgive me, Lord, for what I'm about to go do. We just had this conversation this morning. But I'm like, Lord, you know what I'm feeling in my heart. So that little joker kept bothering me, and they took him into the shower, and I saw an opportunity. Boy, I got down. I walked fast as I could, and I said, pow! And he just went to sleep. And then I came to myself. I said, Jesus. Oh, my God. I said, oh, man. I didn't even get the people on me. But I was wrong. I was wrong. But I got what Jehoshaphat got. You preached this one time. And that's where I got it from, Pastor. But I'm looking down here, verse 9, and say, if when evil come up on us as sword or judgment, it's judgment time for me. I had to pay for what I did. But I remember that sermon. That's why it's good to be in the house of God. You miss out. If you apply this word at work, I remember this, how Jehoshaphat fasted and prayed. Now, these folk bothering Jehoshaphat. He was just talking bad to me. He ain't do nothing to me. You know, got under my skin. Tell me what he gonna do. So I said, Tawana, no, they suspended me. They was trying to terminate me, trying to lock me up. They sent the detectives out to the house and everything. I said, Tawana, I said, I'm gonna go on a 3-day fast. I said, would you go with me? She said, yeah. So on the third day, I'm down there in the city working at my dad and one of my brothers. They was back there talking to me. And Tawana called me. I was putting up a privacy fence. And she called me. She said, Al, you got a letter from the job. I said, oh, really? This third day. I know it's a testimony, right? He said, I said, open it, Tawana. And she read it. He said, look, we want you to return to work as soon as possible, this, that, and the other. And I just dropped to my knees. And I just cried and said, Jesus, thank you for your mercy, Lord. I know I was wrong, but look, you have mercy anyway, Lord. And I mean, man, my dad and my brother said, what's wrong with you, boy? And they like, I said, man, y'all just don't know. And I told them the story. I told them, I said, what? I said, yeah. And he said, boy, yeah, y'all got that mean streak. It just ain't come in me. It got it from somewhere. You know, I'm a son, you know, of a father and a mother. It came from somewhere. But God is so merciful. Even in, he ain't blessed me in my mess, but he just had pity on one of his sons. And I just thank God for Jesus. Lord, and when I got to this new job, I had the same attitude. But then the Lord quickened me and said, look, let me fight your battles. And we was talking about this the other day. You're going to keep on going through those tests. You're going to keep on going through until you pass from the first grade to the second grade. You got to pass the test in order to go on. Pastor preached one time. You got to go through before you get to the other side. I wanted to get to the other side, but I ain't want to go through all this stuff. So in this new job, they kept parking the truck miles away. I'm the only African-American on the crew. Go up there and give me a left-hand wrench. Go up there, come back with a wrench. Oh, ain't no such thing no left-hand wrench, y'all. Just let y'all know. I'm walking way up, right about 3 blocks. I'm walking. Lord, you said, let you fight my battles. Lord, no, I'm not. You said, let you fight my battles. Got this wrench. Go up there and give me such and such and such. Lord, you said, I'm getting angry. Said, oh, man, I'm tired of these folk. Go up there and get me. But I didn't do nothing because every day I used to take my Bible. They used to do their thing, smoke and drink and all that old stuff. I used to sit on the grass and I used to read my Bible and say, Lord, you said. You said, I ain't going to let this bother me, Lord. You're going to fight my battle. One day, the whole crew got into an uproar. They was fussing, fighting, finna fight, getting out the trucks in the back hole. They finna go at it. Oh, you so-and-so, so-and-so. Over me. Over old Al, the one that they dogged out. They was finna fight and go crazy. They were going crazy. Oh, I'm telling something. Oh, I'm going to tell too. I said, well, you know what? Let me see. I said, man, look, why don't y'all hold it down, man? I said, look, ain't nobody going to take nothing to Carl White. No. I said, just like that saying they say, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. What goes on in our crew going to stay here. Ain't nobody going to say nothing, right? I said, no. Long story short, God used me to get all them guys together. All the guys that was doing me wrong, he set up an ambushment. And they were fighting each other. First they came against me, but then they started fighting all against each other. And I had to pull all this stuff together. Al, if you leave, it's because of so-and-so. No, it's because of him, because I was getting moved to a better position. They thought I was leaving because of each other. But if you do it God's way, what I'm saying, it's going to work out. I couldn't see this working for me. I couldn't hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. Man, I don't know nothing about that down on the west side. I know about fighting my own battle. I ain't never had nobody fight for me. But a couple of my brothers fight with me or for me. But holding my peace? Oh, no, man. I got a whole mouthful to say. You know? I might get beat up, but you're going to hear something. You know? But if we do it God's way, God will set up an ambushment. He'll confuse that devil. That's what happened when they began to sing and praise. They got all confused, and they started killing off one another, the Bible says. They was killing each other. That's what God would do. But you got to believe God. You got to have faith. You know, the Bible says, now faith. We need some right now faith to move some right now things. I know I do. I believe I got faith, but I need some right now faith, Lord. There's some stuff going on right now, but how be so ever, I'll hold my peace. I'll sing my praise until you set up an ambushment or whatever you're going to do. I'm going to wait upon God. So, saints of God, let the Lord fight your battle. Fight on your knees. Fight in your praise. Fight with your fast. Do it God's way, what I'm trying to say. Do it God's way. I know sometimes we think that our mother is crazy. You know? Sometimes we think, well, why she put up with all that? Showing me something. Building my character. Building my faith. Let me know that not if, but when stuff like that come to me, I remember. I got a remembrance. God left me with something. He invested something in me. So let's do it God's way. Let's remember what God said. He said, look, remind me of my word. Observe and keep my commandments. Let's observe it. Let's get in there and read it. Y'all educated than I am. I know you got a college degree. You got a college degree. Let's observe this word and keep God's commandment. God will work it out every time. Every time he work it out. He ain't never failed me yet. Never fail. I've just been in the wilderness more than 3 days. That's all I was supposed to be, a 3 days journey. Took me 40 years. Took me 40 years, but I'm still standing. By the grace of God. Took me 40 years, but I'm still here. By the grace of God, not by what I've done. Because, man, I tell you, if you may not hear a lot, but maybe later on, they'll start hearing a whole lot more about Brother Al. You know? But God bless you. Remember which battles to fight. The battle is not yours. Back into the hands of Pastor.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's have a go. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. And thank you for Brother Al. Boy, boy. Yes, Lord. Bell is not ours, but the Lord's. And like it tickled me because he said, you don't think of no scriptures. You really don't. You don't at the time. I just want to thank the Lord. See what he's doing in this church. And that's why the devil don't want it to be. Because of what God is doing in this place. I just want to thank the Lord. Thank you, Brother Al. That was for me. Thank you. The bell is not our mind, but the Lord's. And I just want to thank you for that. Praise the Lord. So I decided to fight. Amen. Can't tell you everything I fight for, but I'm going to fight. Praise the Lord. You told no. You never get too old. We're going to fight. That's what it was. I really appreciate the message I do. I appreciate God. I do. I just appreciate him. I appreciate him. How patient. How loving. How kind he is. Will you stand? Anybody got any announcements? Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to thank you. You have really ministered to us today. Lord, I appreciate you. How you let your spirit just help us so much. I believe everybody in this place helped and you gave them some help. I believe they were reaching out, and I really believe, God, that you helped us. And I just really thank you for it. I appreciate you so much. Oh, God, go with us, Lord, and stand by us and help us to do what you say, Lord. Help us to know that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. Help us to hold on to your word, Lord. And it will work. It certainly will work. And I just want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. The Lord be with you, my people. I tell you, I'm just so excited. I don't know what to say. Woo, the Lord go with you, Lord. Let his face shine upon you and give you his peace. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.